Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. I tell you, this radio show gets more and more focused, more and more on target. I am really proud of the work that we're all doing here, my team, my producer, the folks in the office, John Harmon up at the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm very, very thankful to be on the air with all of you. We're going to be talking to Dr. Doug Rocky, the former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium program, studying it, deploying it, using it. He'll be joining us in 1 hour because he's put out a new report on the dead and dying intensifying from wars all over the planet where it's been used and testing grounds. Their own admitted manuals on it say that if the troops come in contact with it, it will kill them. But in the new system, in the last 18 years now, they just say that, well, it is deadly, but we're going to use it and you're going to live and sleep in areas that have been bombed by it. So get ready to die. So many have already died or barely survived having scores of cancers removed. This is how the globalists operate. You know, they use the image of the troops and the police and the firemen to get glory for themselves and the establishment to carry out their policies and operations. And then if you ask for any health care or any support, you get zero. In fact, you even get your Second Amendment attacked. That's what you have to look forward to from your New World Order masters after you're done serving them. And then I like to have him up at least once a month. He's going to be on with us for 2 hours. He is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And I want to open the phones up today for pretty much the full 2 hours with Alan Watt. We'll also open the phones up for Dr. Doug Rocky next hour. I want to take a lot of calls today. We'll also take some of your calls in this first hour at 1-800-259-9231. I also like to hear from listeners throughout the broadcast because I know you've been chomping at the bit to call in. I've gotten your emails, and I opened the phones up Sunday, and more than half the callers called in saying they'd seen the new film, Truth Rising, and really loved it. I want to hear why you like it or why you don't like it, what you think the most important facets of the film, Truth Rising, are. So Dr. Doug Rocky and Alan Watt coming up today, and your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. Now, let me go ahead and run over some of the news we have here in front of us today that I will cover in this first hour. OPEC chief warns of unlimited oil prices if Iran is attacked. Unlimited oil prices. We'll break that down. Rice warns Iran, U.S. will defend Israel. Translate that through the Galactic Translator. And what does that mean? It means if Israel blows the living daylights out of hundreds of sites in your country and kills tens of thousands of your citizens in a premeditated fashion while menacing you with 400 nukes, we will nuke you as well. You will not defend yourself. This is a new rule in warfare. You lay there and you take it. Scum. Bush's secret army of snoops and snitches, a great story out of the Progressive, major magazine. The problem is they call it Bush's secret army. This stuff was set up long before George Bush came into office. Barack Obama or McCain will both use it. They run nothing. They're puppets. And you just had Barack Obama and Hillary vote for unlimited warrantless spying on the American people, the public end of the Fourth Amendment, and sanctioned all the criminal activities. It's unbelievable. Just stop believing in the left-right paradigm. It's what's defeating us, for heaven's sakes. Also, there's video of police beating the daylights out of a woman, and then the news calls it a tussle. Every time the cops premeditatedly knock somebody's teeth out, it's called a tussle. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, in the last segment, I talked about another video coming out of police beating a woman up for asking questions politely, and the video's been released, and the news calls it a tussle. And time again, when the police assault you, that's the term that's used. Instead of saying paramilitary thugs brutally assault with deadly weapons an innocent person for asking questions. No, it's always, oh, there was a tussle and the neck got broken, or there was a tussle and he died of being, well, he was tasered, but we don't know if the taser killed him or her. Or, oh, she was handcuffed behind her back in solitary confinement at the airport, but she choked herself with the handcuffs. No. And it's even wrong to call, I guess, the TSA cops. I guess they're glorified federal security guards. No. They've never really, I guess, grew up getting in fights or haven't read any history or don't know anything about criminology. When you start piling on people and jumping on their heads, they start dying. See, and then you get to be big and macho, and somebody gets to die. And then you kind of brag at the bar later about, man, I'm feeling pretty powerful. I just murdered somebody. And they're like, darn, killer. Don't mess with Bob. You see how you hear that crack when he jumped on his head? I mean, that's what this country's turned into. Don't you feel bad. They'll murder you in England for asking questions. They'll murder you in Canada. You're tortured with a taser in Canada if you're caught on a bus or train without a ticket or can't get it out fast enough. The police chief, when he got criticized in one city, said, yeah, we punish you on the spot. You will be tortured. By the way, I saw in a message board story or in one of the postings in the article that Steve Watson wrote for InfoWars.net that was posted on InfoWars.com. If you want to go read the comment. And the guy said, I like this Alex Jones guy, but he goes a little far. Some of what he says is true, but the auxiliary police in England didn't stand by while a kid drowned in the river. He's just making that up. We have mainstream news articles. And the police defended it and said, our auxiliary officers are not trained in water rescue. And by the way, it was slow-moving, you know, river just there on the side. They were just small children. One small child went in. The brother went in to save a small sister and went under and died. And they sat there like complete cowards. And then they got commended for not saving the child. So don't you tell me it's not true. Don't just sit there and go on my website. And then you hear me on the radio show talking about it, and then you just decide that sounds unbelievable, so you just say it isn't true. I am tired of that. I got emails yesterday again saying, quit lying about testing of chemical weapons on our troops. It never happened. That would be in the news. Well, listen, it was in the news, Ryan, whoever you are that sent me this email. It is all over the news. You just can't get your mind around it because it'd be scary if you found out there was a shadow government that thousands of times murders U.S. citizens, police, and military, poisons them millions of times, and then covers it up, but that it would be admitted later. See, then you'd have to do something about that. You'd have to admit there was scary murderous people in control, and that would scare you, and you're a coward. And so the ultimate coward just lies to themselves and says it doesn't exist. You know, when I get up here and read all the cases of the family courts that aren't real courts with no due process, no evidence allowed to be entered, not even real courts, private agencies seizing small children, and how they're five times more often killed, tortured, abused, and how it's in every state and federal code that the CPS and that the courts cannot go after CPS workers. They are allowed to rape and murder and kill, and they do. You're not going to believe that because you don't want to. You don't want to know that for 90 years they've been federally chartered and given immunity since they were originally set up to carry out eugenics against those that didn't have good racial hygiene. You don't want to know all these horrors are going on all around you. That'd be too scary. It'd be too scary to know that millions of pedophiles have gone and joined the Child Protective Services, then criminals have joined the Elder Services to steal money and grab assets and exercise power. It'd be too scary to learn that roid heads and gang members and thugs have filled the ranks of the military and convicted felons are now being hired by sheriff's departments everywhere. It'd be too much of a concern for you. It'd be too scary for you to admit to yourself. But nevertheless, that reality is there whether you face it or not, whether you admit to it and make preparations to face it, or whether you decide to say it doesn't exist. A man with courage only dies a single death. You die a thousand deaths every single day. Okay, let's get into the news. Again, OPEC chief warns of unlimited oil prices of Iran attack. Bush's secret army of snoops and snitches. TSA versus passenger tussle caught on tape. New focus of lawsuit. And you watch the video, and the woman is just saying, why are you yelling at me? Why are you in my face? And so they just take her and slam her head on the ground and start stomping her. I mean, it'd be no different if I just walked up and mugged a woman. But see, if I walked up and grabbed one by the hair and slammed her head in the wall and stomped on her on the ground, I would get in trouble. But not some power-hungry little troll. You know, I better watch myself every time I fly out of Austin. Doesn't matter which TSA person it is. They say, oh, Alex Jones. Have a nice trip. And I know some are fans because I've run into them on the street. I don't know of the others, but every one of them, oh, Alex Jones, have a good trip. Alex, where are you going? Have fun. And they just kind of step back. And I've even been in Canada, and I've been in New York, and I've been in L.A. and run into them who know me. Sometimes with bad effect. In L.A., I got to be laughed at and called names, and it was a celebration of evil and a celebration of tyranny and abuse and just sick. There are a lot of sick people who want power, and they know to get a uniform. But you can watch them beat the daylights out of this woman, and then they call it a tussle. No, a tussle is when two people get into a light fight. Here, a tussle, I would say, I would guess the Oxford Dictionary would be a fight that doesn't get too extreme or a fight that doesn't cause serious injuries. Here, let's go to Google and let's type in tussle. Let's get the definition. Tussle. Sometimes my internet connection gets a bit slow. T-U-S-S-L-E. Tussle. Let's look at the definition of tussle. I am on the dictionary.com. And let's look at it. To fight or to struggle energetically. Middle English. Tussin. To pull. The act of fighting. Any consent or contest or struggle. A fight broke up by a hockey game. There was fighting in the streets. The unhappy couple got into a terrible scrap. I think of the common use of it as a lighter fight, but I guess this associated with sports. But fighting or a struggle in a confused way at close quarters, the drunken men started to scuffle. So this is a fight. This is two people hitting each other, is what it says here. So next time, I guess even if you want to assault somebody, just beat the daylights out of them and the cops show up and say, what, I was just tussling. What, you know. TSA versus passenger, tussle caught on tape. Versus passenger. See, not just tussle, but versus, like it was a fight, a prize fight, like they were both on equal ground. That was a bunch of men beating the hell out of a woman for no reason. Legitimized by the supine prostitute, willing accomplices in the media. They say she was obstructing justice by arguing with them, and so they beat the hell out of her. Go read what they have to say. Go read them defending beating a woman up to a pulp. She's lucky she didn't hang herself in her cell. Because it's about them showing you who's boss. It's about their little ego. While they're drinking sodium fluoride, while they're shooting their kids up and watching them have seizures and go into convulsions from mercury. It's about them dying of cancer. It's about their families dying young. It's about being losers. It's about being lied to. It's about having credit card debt. It's about living in a hovel, shoving other people around. It's about being losers. That's what America's about. And that's what they want. They want lies and they want fraud. And they carry out lies and fraud every day. And it's carried out against them. And they love it. They love the fact that the government hurts them and abuses them and lies to them because they're spiritually dark and wicked. What else do you call it? I mean, you can say, oh, the team had great spirit. You know, don't believe in it? I'm saying the aura, the idea, the mindset is a nation begging to be plundered. And don't worry, the New World Order will give you everything you want in spades. You like $145, $147 a barrel? How about $200 a barrel oil? How about $8 at the pump? Because they know there's nothing you won't take. They know you're there. You're there to be pushed around. You're there to grovel. The troops are there to be nerve gas and flop around dying, loving their government while the government murders them with pleasure. The government's here to ship the heroin and cocaine in and SWAT team your kids if they're dumb enough to use it. Big sick joke. It's all about corruption, all about abortion, all about corrupt prisons, all about evil. You want evil, you got it.
May I have everybody? like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the
Dodge.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You hear that guitar? That's in tune. I think Genesis is the place where anybody who has an untuned guitar cuts these ads. The guy with the untold story needs to tune his guitar, and so does the Hemp USA guy. I mean, it's like a joke. Yeah, nah, Hemp USA, and I can't help anymore. I mean, hell, bring me a guitar in here. I can't even play it. It tortures Weldon in there because he's a pretty good guitar player, not his own band. Tortures me, too. I'm just joking, folks. It really does disrespect the show, though. It does. There's no standards. God help us. All right. I'm out of control. I realize that. Just listen a little bit of this song. I scream and yell at people. It's because I'm upset, folks. We got hardcore crooks running things. Our whole society's going into deep tyranny. And tyranny isn't cute, folks. Millions of dead bodies and piles of rotten bodies and men in black ski masks dancing around isn't fun. So just go ahead and listen to this. This is for you, CIA, FBI, Secret Service, who's over here every week. Just listen to it. They say more! Give me five tours! I want you to breathe near you and take deadly shots! We're gonna spray nerve gas on you! I want you to die! I'm your government! I love you! Serve me! There's nothing you schmucks won't give me! I'm the New World Order, and I drink up your substance! I drink it out! Stop shipping the drugs into our kids. Get off our backs! Stop pushing and pushing and pushing! Your masters have got you in a trap. You can't even figure it out. They plan on us killing each other instead of uniting against the New World Order. Yeah, this is Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I had some twit last week send me an email going, that's the name of somebody else's show. No, that person absconded with my name. I have 10-year-old t-shirts with Real Talk Radio on it. That's the name of my radio show. A show dedicated to fighting the New World Order. A radio show dedicated to not pulling punches and not mincing words and not holding back. I got to settle down. I got to stop getting mad. I'm calm all day. I research this stuff all day. I study it. I learn more and more. I see what's happening in our society, and then I get on air and I blow up. And I need to stop doing this. It's not good for me. Plus, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. But, I mean, you read this. OPEC chief warns of unlimited oil prices if Iran attacked. The head of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries warned Thursday that oil prices would see an unlimited increase in the case of a military conflict involving Iran because the group's members would be unable to make up the lost production. We already cannot replace Iran's production. It's not feasible to replace it. Abdallah Saleem al-Bahari, the OPEC Secretary General, said in an interview. By the way, you go read that full press release, a new one put out last night by them. And it says, the dollar is continuing to drop. Please shore it up. We are doing you a favor holding your dollars. Go read it. But you'll never see it in the media here because you can't let the slave cattle in their slaughter pens know. The stupid cows licking the hand of the black glove in the New World Order, loving those. They're going to be butchering them. Iran, the second largest production country in OPEC, after Saudi Arabia produces about 4 million barrels of oil a day out of the daily worldwide production of close to 87 million barrels. The United States is using 20 million plus a day, by the way. The country has been locked in a lengthy dispute with Western nations over its nuclear ambitions. In recent weeks, the price of oil has risen higher on speculation that Israel could be preparing to mount an attack on the country's nuclear facilities. The saber rattling intensified this week with missile tests by Iran. Come back, get into all the war news, the financial news. It's all completely linked, inextricably merged. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Stop heading downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good really over for good. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint. Bad place to be. back before Nixon, lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook, you still would. The best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down the hill like a snowball headed for hell.
I like the last line by Merle. Quit rolling downhill. Well, we got to stop it.
No kind of,
and watching cops beat a woman up for no reason and then say that she was tussling with them, insulting your intelligence. You know, you wish Fords and Chevys wouldn't fall apart. How about you wish they wouldn't go out of business or move to Mexico? See how it's getting worse and worse? I mean, Merle thought it was bad back in the 70s. This is nothing. Folks, the dollar is dying. They're going to use military conflict to cover that, either the threat of military conflict or conflict. Rice warns Iran, U.S. will defend Israel, French news agency. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice warned Iran on Thursday that Washington had beefed up its security presence in the Gulf and would not hesitate to defend Israel and other allies in the region. We will defend American interest and the interest of our allies, Rice said, answering a question on an Iranian threat to set fire to Israel. Notice how even the French news spins that. If you read the quote, they took two words out of it. They said, if you attack us, Israel will burn. If Israel attacks us, we will strike back with a blitzkrieg attack, and they will burn. Doesn't matter, the average French person, the average Brit, the average American hears, man, Iran for no reason said they'd set fire to Israel. Meanwhile, every day, I have a stack of news here, mainstream news, where the White House, again, is running four different Sunni al-Qaeda groups in Iran with U.S. Special Forces commanding them. U.S. Special Forces for 5 years have been shooting and killing and bombing inside. They have real terrorists in Iran. And, of course, it's the people from our nation. And Iran is suing the U.S., begging, please stop. Don't do this. Don't attack us with thousands of fighter bombers, flights by fighter bombers, thousands of flights. Iran sent an open letter to the United States, to the Congress last night, saying, listen, you're running terror attacks in our country. Please stop bombing our mosque. Please stop attacking our dams. Please stop shooting our police and military. Listen, your inspectors have been here. We don't have nukes. Everybody knows that. Besides, Israel has them. Why aren't we allowed to have them, even if we were? But we've submitted to you. You know, they had a moderate government that had the UN totally running them, which gives into the New World Order, whether you like it or not. And that's why they put in a more extreme government, because the U.S. said, we're going to attack you. We're going to go ahead and still come after you, even though you've done everything we said. And they said, but that's not reasonable. And the people running our country said, we've overthrown you several times. We put a government in that tortured more than 300,000 of you to death with Savak. Shut up! Shut up! You will submit and we will bomb you. And your kids will take the inoculations, we say. And you will let our central bank run you. Either you let us kill you that way or we'll kill you this way. You are going to die just like the Serbs, just like the Afghans, just like our people are being poisoned right now. You will lovingly lick the barrel of the gun and cram it in your mouth and beg us to pull the trigger. Do you understand, scum? You will be slaves just like our scum. You will learn to be ignorant morons. We will break your family up. We will kidnap your children with CPS, and we will rape them like we do in Serbia now. You will be our slaves. We will make snuff films with your children. We are the demon force. We are the Satan force. Now, ladies and gentlemen, gold has exploded more than $15 today in opening. all the major gold news from CNBC to Bloomberg say this looks like the beginning of the run up into the thousands. I don't know. I just know the dollar is plunging. I've got it all right here. Just the news is all too insane. Congress passes warrantless wiretapping, no Fourth Amendment. I want to bring Tim Larson up, who's up in the Genesis studios, and Ted, who is outside the office right now. Ted Anderson, owner of Genesis and Midas Resources, the parent company. I guess they're interlocked together. One isn't the parent of the other. They're twins. But you could say Midas gave birth to Genesis. So I guess parent is the proper term. Tim Larson there for more than a decade. He is, of course, their chief metals analyst. Writes a lot about that. Great info. And we've got them both up for the next 10 minutes on the economy. Then I'm going to take your calls. And Dr. Doug Rocky's going to be joining us about the troops dying at the depleted uranium. He wrote the book on it, so I want everybody to hear this. But let's go ahead and go to Tim Larson. Tim, gold is up. Last time I checked, up $15. Where is it right now?
Last I looked, it was up about 13. And silver is up another almost 20 cents again. You know, it's just with what's going on with the credit markets out there, you can't keep it down. They can try and manipulate it as much as possible during the summer months, but it's just not happening.
And so, yeah, for those that don't know, the summer months are normally the downtime, we've never seen it up like this in the summer. Let's bring Ted Anderson in. Ted, what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, I'm sitting here in Central America, and people are South American. People are trying to get away from the dollar here. They're no longer accepting the dollar in a lot of the transactions. And, you know, it used to be that these countries were hurt and they wanted to turn to the dollar. Right now, they won't even, for many of the transactions, they won't even take it. So the world currency, the United States dollar, being a reserve world currency, has really come to an end. And that means that the United States debt is going to continue to grow. We have to continue to finance it through the Federal Reserve System. It's bad news. Bad news for the U.S. economy.
That's right, Ted. You're down in Buenos Aires right now, and that's why I wanted to get you on. They are running from the dollar there. New York City, Chicago, L.A. are now advertising they take euros. They want euros.
Well, you know, and the Argentine peso is, you know, that currency alone is, I mean, it's just obviously we've seen the destruction down here. I mean, the inflation is just ridiculous. But now they're looking at the United States dollar having the same problems. The United States dollar is losing the that attraction by the world, and that's what's going to cause, you know, the United States has been living on this 20-30 year extended period of time where we could, you know, deficit spend and then just sell our U.S. government securities to foreign nations. And we're not doing that now. The United States government is turning to printing money to solve the problem rather than selling it to foreigners. And rather than having earned money coming into the system, money is being dumped into the system and commodities are going up. Gas prices and oil prices are going up here as well. So, you know, there's no question about it, Alex. Right now at this time, the United States dollar is in big trouble.
Well, you're absolutely right. Tim Larson, how fast do you see the bottom falling out of this?
Well, it's falling off awfully quickly. I mean, let's look at the credit markets right now. I mean, they're in shambles. You've got just the S&P in itself. There's 85 financial components in the S&P, and they've lost $1.4 trillion. Since last October, and that's all by itself. You've got shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that lost over 20% on Monday itself. Now, yesterday, Fannie Mae was down 13%. Freddie Mac was down 23%. I mean, over the past 12 months, they're both down almost 90%. And this is all money that's coming from bad loans. And it's not going to stop. So now the government still has to print that money to finance all of this. Now there's talk that the government's going to try and bail out Freddie and Fannie. Well, it's not going to happen.
And that means further devaluation, only putting off the inevitable while devaluing the currency, driving up prices. as oil and every other commodity from corn to gold skyrockets. Ted, specifically, you're down there in Argentina. You're down there in South America, right by Brazil. And that's what I'm seeing in the news, is that they're running from the dollar, which was absolute king there forever for the last 100 years. How are they behaving? What are they doing? What are they saying when you talk to them? What are they saying when you try to pay for things with it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, half of the transactions, they'll still take U.S. currency in many of the transactions. But now, as a change of things, some of the transactions are no longer being accepted in U.S. dollar. You have to go to the Argentine peso, which that currency is just, you know, we all know that's just toilet paper. And the United States dollar has taken on that same position. Obviously, the euro is gaining a lot of strength while the dollar is losing a lot. But like Tim was saying, every time we have an economic problem, the United States government is turning to try to solve the problem by turning to the Federal Reserve System. And we have this unconstitutional paper system. You know, people call it the U.S. dollar. It's not the U.S. dollar. It's Citibank's dollar. It's Chase Manhattan's dollar. It's Wells Fargo. It's this private cartel of bankers that, you know, basically set up a system that put us into perpetual debt. And now we're seeing the consequences of it, and it's compounding. It's getting worse, and it's getting worse fast. And the United States cannot get off on this credit binge. We keep on turning to our politicians to solve our problems, and they keep turning to the Federal Reserve to print money to do it. And
well, when Ted gets back from his trip with his fiancée to Argentina, I want to have you in studio next week, Ted, to really break down what's happening with the dollar when you were down in South America. But getting back to what's happening with gold right now, again, dead time of the year, always in the middle of summer, normally the doldrums, flat as a pancake, or going down in history, skyrocketing right now, and now all the majors are talking about gold exploding even further. Ted, you've got gold, again, locked in at what it was a week ago, lower than it is now. I don't know how long you can hold at this, but people need to call Tim Larson at Midas Resources in the same building as Genesis right now, because you can get semi-numismatic coins at very near melt for bullion prices. That's a deal you can't beat. What's the offer today, Ted?
Yeah, currently right now we have gold. I locked in at 926 an ounce. So right now I'm looking at gold at 948 and silver's at 1834. $17 silver I have in here too. I'm selling those Walking Liberty hats for the same price I was last time I was on the air with you. They're at 189.20. That's a great buy on the silver. And we also have the British sovereign at 257. And we have the French, Swiss, franc, Belgium franc. There's a mixture of European countries that make the franc coin, and they're at 205. Again, this stuff is priced at the level when gold was sitting down at 926. I mean, if you take a look at that French franc, I mean, it's practically right at spot. So is that British sovereign. Those rolls of silver halves are, you know, just a short time ago, I couldn't even get rolls of silver halves, silver dollars, and all these different things. Silver was basically gone. It was done. I know we're heading toward this fall, and it's coming up fast, and usually it's August that things start picking up, but we're sitting here in July, which is typically a slow month, and it is going hot. It's hot as a pistol right now.
Ted, I know you're always careful, and you really go conservative with your statements. I want to ask you and then Tim Larson at Midas, do you think gold is going to crest above 1,000 by September?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and add my two cents in. I would say October. We're going to get over gold at $1,000 an ounce by October, and I'm being conservative about that. I would not be surprised at all if we have $1,000 an ounce gold, even by the end of August. And that's just because watching what had happened last year. And it's all about the speculators. When are they going to be coming in? How much are they going to be buying? How tight are the supplies of gold and silver? And how far will be, you know, pushed up? But
well, let's be clear.
Right now,
let's be clear. For the last couple of years, we have had the IMF and World Bank dumping hundreds of billions of gold in the market at underpriced, trying to drive it down. And, Tim, they're out of bullets, just like they're out of bullets with cutting interest rates. They can't suppress the price of gold anymore. Do you agree with that statement, Tim?
Most definitely. I mean, it was back like in 1999 when the Bank of England said they were going to dump 410 tons of gold onto the market. Well, they never did that. I mean, basically, they make a statement like that. First of all, it disgraces gold because a central bank is no longer using it as a monetary instrument. And they think 410 tons is going to flood the market. So gold dropped, I'd say it dropped $45 in 3 days. And that was back when it was at about 260. Now, last year, you had the Bundesbank say they were going to dump 600 tons onto the market. Well, they don't even have 600 tons. But gold dropped about $8 in 1 day, and it was back up 12 the next day. The tricks they're using aren't working any longer.
Final segment with both of you. Ted Anderson from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Down there at the bottom of the world, close to Antarctica. I'd love to be able to travel. Ted's never been there. He's there now, though. I'd love to go down there myself. I've seen some travel video down there. Just so gorgeous. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson will come back and wrap up our discussion of what's happening with the economy.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is not so much of another untold story as it is about another untold candidate, presidential candidate that you are not being told about, and about the grassroots movement of millions that are backing this candidate, whose name someone doesn't want you to hear or repeat. It's someone no existing candidate dare say is not a far better presidential candidate than they. They know they can't say that, so they simply say nothing at all about him. You see, you are not to know about him or how you can vote for him. Who is he? Well, go to the website, AnotherUntoldStory.com, and find out. And when you do, you will find out the untold story of what a money racket the whole election process has become. Most think there is no one to vote for, but they will think differently if they go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and learn of the candidate no one tells them of. That's AnotherUntoldStory.com. We tell you there. And when you go there, you'll learn not only how you can vote for him, but actually campaign for him as well. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grave.
Look, I can jump up and down, pull my hair out, stand on my head. If you don't get into precious metals and physically hold them and at least convert some of your Federal Reserve notes, some of your stocks and bonds, I mean, gold has tripled in price the last 5 years. It's close to quadrupled from, what, $260-something dollars an ounce at its low. And you've got the stock market all inflated, but it's even down, though people are buying stocks with inflated dollars. We are sitting on top a powder keg that basically the Great Depression was one stick of dynamite. We're sitting on an entire warehouse of dynamite. Every indicator, every societal input, everything you put into the equation, it is dire straits. And I hate the New World Order. I love having people not put their kids in government training camps. I love people stop drinking fluoride. I love to get people to buy firearms and learn how to use them. I love to expose a corrupt government. And I also love to put gold and silver in your hands, and I love to bring you great offers like the one Ted's bringing you here. This is a great deal. Ted, I think, gets about 3-4% on these coins, just enough to pay his brokers. These are loss leaders, you know, things to get you introduced to precious metals. So they can send you out a newsletter. Just give Ted a call at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And they've got about a week turnaround shipping you this stuff out. A lot of places don't have this in their holdings. They just take your order and then get it. Ted has it in stock, the offers he's making to you today. 1-800-686-2237. In closing, Tim Larson, with everything you've seen, do you think we're going to be able to avert a depression, or do you think we're just going to go all the way into it?
No, we're going to go straight into a global depression. As a matter of fact, I mean, the BIS has been warning people about that since the middle of last year, for God's sakes. I mean, we've got the plunge protection team right now with the financial markets the way they are. You got the plunge protection team having to put in money constantly, every day. You've got the dollar's lost 40% of its value in the last 3.5 years. People in the stock market right now, they're not gaining on that. They're losing money. You're going backwards because you've got inflation at 13-14% a year right now.
But we're a nation of denial, and so people don't want to believe it. Basically, we're like a rowboat in the ocean, and there's a hole in the boat, and people are, you know, the Federal Reserve is basically dumping more money into the boat, but that's water out of the same ocean. It's really just going to sink us that much faster. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And Tim, do you run into anybody in Minnesota that knows the dollar's devalued? Because I can't find anybody that understands the most elementary reason all this is happening.
I do every now and again. But you know, I start with a simple question. I ask these people, what do you think inflation is per year? And they look at what they buy, and they look at everything at what they buy. They look at electronics and vehicles. Well, nobody's selling vehicles. They can't go up in price. Electronics, they're coming down in price because they're all coming from China. Now you've got all the things you have to live off of. You've got food, energy, insurance costs, you name it. All of that is skyrocketing. Now you can give people a challenge and say, go through your checkbook 3 years ago and write down everything you paid for you had to have to live. Now do it from last year, and they're going to see that inflation.
They're going to see 20, 30, 40% if they're looking at fuel.
Exactly.
I mean, we've seen a doubling the last year and a half, and a doubling before that. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, give them those coins again. Tell them the coin offers.
Again, it's the Walking Liberty Half. They come in rolls of 20. They're at 189.20. With the British sovereign coin, it's $257. The franc coin, this one's an easy one to do the math on. It's 205.
Stay there. 1 minute. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.